The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games, the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. That is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. Only the hottest podcasts go up there on WGNPlus.com. Hey, if you want to stalk me on Facebook, you most certainly can. It's Sean Green Show Media. If you want to check me out there on Facebook and on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. Got a jam-packed show for you today. You know, I've been teasing this for a while now, and I finally have her on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. If you guys are into, like, you know, the porn, and I know I like the porn, and I'm into, like, the older stuff, the golden age of porn. The name Seka, I know you guys know that name. She's the queen of adult entertainment. She has a new book out, Inside Seka, the Platinum Princess of Porn. And she joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on. So, all right. First of all, I want to talk about your book because this is one of the things that I love about, you know, having, you know, people on that's been in the industry, because, you know, people don't realize that, you know, most people that go into porn, they have so many other talents, you know, and I personally didn't know that you did books, and I had to go back and do my research, and I'm like, you've done so much. So tell me a little bit about the book.
Well, there's some stuff in there about my life in the adult business, but it starts from birth up until about 5 years ago.
Wow. Now, as far as, you know, you're considered a pioneer. Do you consider yourself a pioneer in the porn industry?
Well, absolutely. I started in the 70s. I'm like the great-grandmother of porn.
So when you got your start, I mean, was this something that you totally went out and said, this is something I'm going to do? Or did you just kind of like some people find themselves, you know, they never thought they were going to do it, and they just end up into it. And some people, they just go out and say, this is what I'm going to do. Is this something that you said, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, actually, I had about 7 adult bookstores.
Wow.
Yes, in the 70s. And it was in the days when you would drop a quarter in. They were 8mm films, which most people probably won't even know what those are anymore.
Well,
but if one would, and I had the little peep shows in the back of the stores, so if one broke, I would have to go pull the machine, splice the film back together. So I got to see a lot of the you know, stuff.
Wow.
That was out there, and I was like, these girls look awful. And I'm not saying, you know, that they were terrible at what they did, but it's like no makeup, their hair was horrible. Pimples on their butts. I mean, nobody was paying attention to the women except for an obvious reason.
Right.
And I said, I think I can do that and do it better. And I was in Baltimore, Maryland at the time, and the guy where I would pick up merchandise from my stores, and he just looked at me and he said, you know, you're a really pretty girl. You should maybe do some films. And I said, oh, I never really thought about it. He says, well, they're shooting a movie down the street. You want to do one? I said, what the hell? Might as well.
Wow.
So I did.
So take me back to that very first scene that you did. Were you, like, really nervous, or did it come natural to you? Or it just didn't, or did it just, you know, you said, it don't matter? I mean, take me through
It was a very seedy studio apartment somewhere in Baltimore, Maryland. And other than that, the guy wasn't that good looking.
No.
He was really skinny. But the sex part didn't bother me. I mean, it's sex. I enjoyed sex, and I still do. So that part was all well and good.
Wow.
It was no big deal to me.
Wow. Now, one of the greats, John Holmes, he considered you like one of his favorite leading ladies. Why is that?
John and I just got along really well.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't literally or figuratively bust his balls, and he didn't mess with me. And you know, we had an onset friendship. I mean, we really didn't see each other outside of working together unless there was a party or, you know, at events or things like that. But John was just always really nice to me.
Wow. And one of the things that I really, dug about, you know, just that whole era of porn was there was actual acting, you know, in those porns from the 70s and the 80s. And somewhat of the 90s, and that kind of like fizzled out, you know. Nowadays, it's these quote unquote sex tapes, and you know, just these just a bunch of scenes just thrown together, which I find kind of tasteless. I like the acting. I like the dialogue in the porn, you know, no matter how cheesy some of them may be. But I enjoy that. What do you think about today's porn?
Well, that's what is called foreplay. Today, it's just, you know, everybody walks in there naked and they start having sex.
Right.
Now, so there is no foreplay.
Yeah, and that, you know, it takes away from it, you know, in my point of view, because, you know, me personally, I'm a talker. I love talking to people. And so just to turn on
during sex?
Well, I mean, both. I mean, I'll talk during sex, before sex. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just that I like to have that connection with whoever I'm, you know, watching, you know, and I watch plenty of porn. But, you know, it's like when you watch the porn with the acting, you do feel somewhat of a connection as opposed to somebody that you just turn on the tape and the next thing you know, all they're doing is screwing, you know. So I...
Well, as trite as they may have been, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, what made you quit the films? Because, you define, you know, stardom in the porn industry. I mean, what made you just say, I'm done?
Well, they weren't. There was no mandatory testing. There was no mandatory condom use. And that's when AIDS was starting to hit. And I said, look, it's not worth my life.
Wow. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to ask you about is things that you're currently working on outside of your book. Are you doing anything else other than your book and on the website?
Well, I work on my website all the time, www.sacred.com. I have a few other books up my sleeve that I'd like to try to bring to fruition because I love to cook.
Oh.
And I would love to do a cookbook.
Oh, now this is something I didn't know about, a cookbook. So, what do you like to cook? I mean, what's your favorite meals?
I can cook dang near anything.
Really?
Particularly Italian, because I lived in Chicago for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I knew a lot of the Italian restaurateurs, and they would say, hey, come on, Seiko, come in the kitchen, let me show you how to do this. So I learned from some of the best, but... I come from a long line of cooks.
Wow. Now, is it true?
I wouldn't say I'm a chef, but I am a good cook.
Oh, great. That's good to know. Now, is it true that you dated Sam Kennison? Because that I was a big fan of his, you know, back in the day. And, I mean, what was he like when you dated him?
What you saw was what you got. Sam was a crazy guy. I dated Sam for about 3 years.
Wow.
And it was quite the ride.
Okay. I mean...
But I absolutely adored Sam. He was a really interesting man.
Oh, wow. Now, one thing I want to ask you too is, like, the name Seka. How did you come up with that name? Because it's not a common name, and it's always a story behind the name. So I'm quite sure that you have a story for me about the name.
Well, I knew a girl in Las Vegas who was a blackjack dealer, and that was her God-given name. And when they asked me what name I wanted to use, I said, oh, God, I don't know. Use Seka. It's short, it's simple, it's a four-letter word, it fits the business.
Wow. Now, as far as, you know, you're retired now, have you ever had that, you know, urge to get back into business, or you pretty much say you're done?
I've never really been out of the business. I've just got out of being in front of the camera.
Well, that's what I mean, like, as far as, like, in front, have you ever thought about being in front of the camera again?
Not naked.
Oh, wow.
And not having sex, no.
Oh, okay. And far, but you do still prefer to, like, act and maybe do a talk show or something like that?
Well, I used to have my own radio talk show on The Loop.
Wow. That's great.
On Saturday nights from 10 to 2 in the morning called Let's Talk About Sex.
Oh, wow.
We were up against some of the big boys. Our numbers were bigger on one night than the drive time guys were during the day.
Oh, yeah. I miss those days of radio back when, you know, the Z95s were around and whatnot. I just miss those days so much. And, man, it's just such an honor to talk to you. I'm actually so nervous talking to you because I'm actually talking to one of the greats here on the phone. And I'm dead serious. I've never been so nervous in my life. And I'm sitting here actually talking to Seka. This is somebody, you know, when I was a kid, when I wasn't supposed to, not to find my dad's, you know, tapes, I used to actually watch the tapes. And he used to try to hide them, like, in these little cabinets. And I knew where they were. And I knew he was going to work. And I'm like, okay, I can go to the VCR. And I had to make sure I would put the scene right back where it was, where he left off, or he would have known that I was looking at his tapes. And one time, he actually found out that I was watching one of your films, and it was crazy. It was a Seduction of Seka, and he found out that I was watching that. Oh my God, I was on punishment for like a month after that. So.
That was a bit harsh.
Man, he was like, no, you would not be watching that stuff. But, you know, curiosity killed the cat, I guess. But like I said, it's one of those things where I'm actually talking to somebody that, you know, I was actually a fan of. So that was, it's great.
Well, I did raise many a young man. In more ways than one.
And there you have it. Seka, the queen of adult entertainment, golden age, and author. Check out Inside Seka, the platinum princess of porn. Make sure you check that out. Go to Seka.com. It's a lot of cool stuff there on the website as well. Thanks so much for joining me, and it's truly been an honor.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
And we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.